97.1.
Free Talk Live. We are launching into Hour 3 of the program. You can dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231 and bring up whatever you want. That is the point of the program. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go to your calls if they're on the line, but they're not. So, therefore, we will change over to Nick. You've got some interesting statistics about how Americans are pretty much fed up with Congress people. I mean, the last statistic I had heard was like a 9% approval rating, so it's not quite that bad, these numbers, but what do you got for us?
Well, this is from WorldNet Daily, and they're reporting this. It sounds like this survey was done right after the bailout package had passed.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously a lot of Americans are not too happy about that. And a Rasmussen poll revealed that 3 in 5 voters would like to kick out every member of the House and Senate if they had the option.
I'm with them.
Right. So 59%.
I'd like to kick them all out and replace them with no one.
Well, that's what you would like to do.
I think it'd still be superior just to kick them all out. That level of confusion in Washington, D.C. would be good.
Right. And only 17% of voters polled said they would be willing to keep the current legislature. Let's see. The polling firm recorded that 30% of voters approved of the bailout, while 45% did not, and there were some who are undecided. Confidence in Congress is not very high. Only 23% of Americans have even a little confidence in the ability of Congress to address the nation's economic problems. And 76% have come to the realization, finally, that most federal legislators don't even understand bills before they vote on them.
Yeah, they've admitted it in public that they couldn't possibly read these things. How could they?
But that's a perception that I don't think was out there up until I think a lot of people used to think that Congress must read the bills before they vote on them, right? And then I think, especially with things like the Patriot Act and many other appropriations that have been done recently that have some surprises buried somewhere in the text, people have come to the realization that Congress doesn't really read the laws that they pass.
What was the percentage on that?
76% doubt that most federal legislators even understand bills before they vote on them. And one of the funnier statistics that they got out of this was that less than half of the American people, according to the poll, 49%, believe the current Congress is any more capable than a group of people picked from the phone book. And nearly a third of respondents think the phone book Congress would do a better job.
Yeah.
So obviously... approval ratings not good for Congress, and this article actually goes on to mention that for the first 100 years of the United States' history, after the Constitution was adopted, congressional elections typically saw a turnover rate of about 50%. After the New Deal era, those numbers began to decline, and since 1968, which was also the beginning of the Great Society, I believe, under Johnson, no national election has managed to muster even a 10% turnover. So, obviously, Americans would like to throw the people in Washington out.
They're just not willing to do it, or there's so many uninformed people voting that they just vote for the name that they recognize. Mm-hmm. And
I just think it's when push comes to shove, people just vote for whoever can muster the most campaign ads, and I really think people vote very superficially on who appears to be the strongest candidate, and clearly the incumbent is going to have an advantage there.
Right, so the numbers are saying one thing. The polling numbers are saying Americans are very, very upset, but what's going to happen in November? What will the actual results end up being this year? Will we see another 90% reelection rate for the incumbents as it typically is? I predict we probably will, because talk is cheap.
Talk is cheap, but I think this year you could see a bit of a shift. I mean, I think a lot of Americans feel more personally affected by what the Congress is doing than they did a few years ago. People could talk all they wanted about the Iraq War, but honestly, taxes hadn't gone up and very few people were actually serving overseas, and it's a volunteer force, so most of them wanted to be there or join the military voluntarily. So, you know, people were upset about the Iraq War, but I think that the economic problems that the country is facing are probably serious enough that people are, they're angry. Is it going to translate into votes that are going to throw a bunch of the incumbents out? I don't know. But it could be somewhat different this year.
We'll find out, and over time it'll be interesting to see what actually happens if something new occurs. But unfortunately, the problem here is that Americans are pretty good at identifying what's wrong. Americans, you know, whether they can explicitly identify it, like Congress is bad news, or the president sucks, or whatever, whether they can explicitly identify what they think the problem is, or it's just they feel like something's wrong. You know, maybe they notice the police state. Maybe they're noticing the crackdown and the war on drugs and other things like that. They're noticing how freedom is slipping away. They may be able to accurately identify the symptoms, but they don't realize what the real root of the problem is. So Americans may say, well, this the administration is terrible, or these Congress people are terrible, but we believe the solution is to just put different people in. And so they haven't come around to the real solution, which, of course, would be to dissolve the federal government entirely. And I think that's why it's pertinent that we talk about secession as much as possible. And I don't just mean on this program. I mean in our individual lives when we're talking with friends and family members, and talk about the idea of, hey, you can't really fix Congress. It's an inherently broken system. It's people trying to force their way and force their will and their ideas and their value sets on other people. And any way you slice that, as far as who gets elected, it's going to be bad news. I don't care how brilliant they are. As we were talking earlier, one of our callers was, you know, being very worshipful towards one particular politician. Oh, he's so brilliant. Well, that's fine and all. They may be really, really bright, but when you're using your brilliance to control other people, you're going to get problems. You're going to get unintended consequences. So Americans can identify that there's something wrong.
Nobody can predict exactly what's going to happen with a given restriction in the marketplace. And I think that's where that's where all the problems start from that we see here in modern life. It seems like is the government restricting this or that, and then attempting to fix some of the problems of its restrictions, and then more of the problems of its additional restrictions. Mm-hmm. And it's just this never-ending thing that makes the government bigger and bigger and bigger, right, and costs more and more and more until at some point or another it's going to implode.
And nobody ever stands up and says, hey, wait a minute, instead of creating new government programs to solve these problems created by the old government programs, why don't we just try backing off and getting the government out of it? I mean, the Republicans used to say stuff like that, but they don't even say that anymore. They barely even pay lip service to the marketplace these days. The Republicans are being at least a little more honest about worshipping the state and putting the collective above the individual. I mean, with John McCain's campaign slogan of country first, it's pretty darn obvious that they aren't talking about pulling oneself up by the bootstraps anymore. They're not talking about individual liberty or anything like that. They're not even bothering to put a facade up.
It's disturbing. You know, I actually saw that Naomi Wolf, who had, she's written about the 10 steps that societies take towards
fascism
or a closed society, not necessarily specifically fascism. And she's warning now that we've taken, essentially the 10th step is in progress, suspending
Yikes.
The rule of law. And she said the bailout was probably, and the other extraordinary measures that the government's going to take as a result of the economic problems, are probably that final stage where the rule of law is essentially suspended and the government doesn't even play by its own rules, which they never really
We're already there, yeah.
Well, to some extent, but I mean, well, to the point where they can just, you know,
just
disappear
overt star
you
chambers
or,
and things like that.
Yeah, just, yeah, you know, the serious hard side of statism,
right.
And I think she could be right, unfortunately.
I think you're right about that as
well.
Well,
don't forget that habeas corpus and posse comitatus have been suspended with the Military Commissions Act and that kind of thing. So,
well,
I mean, that might be the suspension of law, too.
And it used to be that even without those things, it used to be that the Congress would have to declare either a state of war or would have to authorize some kind of a state of martial law. Now the president, I mean, one person at their whim can make that decision. And actually, the way the law is written in the Military Commissions Act, I was reading some of the language, and it's very vague about what a crisis is defined as, but it actually refers to anything that threatens the something to the effect of the economic stability or the economic soundness of the country. So you could see a president declare martial law for economic reasons.
Yeah, because people aren't paying taxes or something like that. It's possible. It's a crisis is what we say it is. We're the government. You're not. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Green at Work Minute. Thoughts and advice on how to get your company environmentally friendly from within. Here's noted author and business expert, Tim Sanders.
Every product's life ends with the question of disposal. Think about product disposal as an important stakeholder service, just like customer service. Offer to take back products at the end of their useful life and manage recycling and disposal as a natural part of your business operations. And when it comes to packaging, look for different biodegradable solutions such as cornstarch and sugar. One quick way to address the disposal issue is to design products to be environmentally neutral when they're thrown out. Take, for example, author Bill McDonough. He has developed a biodegradable bottle that has a seed in its lining. When discarded, it potentially plants a tree. For the Green at Work Minute, I'm Tim Sanders.
For more information on how to make your company green and make a difference as well as a dollar, please visit savingtheworld.net. The responsibility revolution is underway, and it's challenging the importance of the bottom line. Both consumers and employers have turned away from price consciousness to demand that companies make a difference to society through their products, manufacturing methods, environmental efforts, and community outreach. Saving the World at Work, the new book by noted author and green expert Tim Sanders, is about the new value system, where consumers pay as much attention to a company's environmental and social policies as to its pricing structures. Saving the World at Work is available wherever books are sold.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer for a fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free. Bring up anything that you want. 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system. We've got over 400,000 posts. There's an awful lot to talk about there. Head over and enjoy for free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And want to invite you to the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. Come on out here to New Hampshire during the middle of the wintertime and enjoy a weekend with hundreds of other liberty-minded folks, a lot of people that already live here in New Hampshire, some of the early movers of the Free State Project, and a whole bunch of people that are considering moving and looking in to this idea of moving as many liberty-loving people to the same geographic area as possible. And that, of course, is our lovely New Hampshire. The Liberty Forum is going to be a great opportunity to not only network with other liberty-loving activists and get to know some of these great people up here, but also to see some talented liberty-oriented speakers like Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land, Will Buchanan from The Walk for Liberty, John Taylor Gatto, Anthony Gregory from LouRockwell.com. There are going to be far more speakers announced than just that, so that's just a teaser for what's to come. Get signed up now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Free Talk Live will be in attendance the entire time, and we'll be broadcasting live from there so you get to meet us and meet all kinds of interesting people. Head over to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Use the code, discount code, 2009FTL. That's 2009FTL. Get a 10% discount on the already low, low early bird pricing. So once again, freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You know, here's an interesting issue. We'll get to this in a moment, but it's about California and their deficit and how they want a loan from the federal government. I want to talk about that. But first, let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live, Gene.
Hey, I wanted to bring up global warming.
Okay.
Now, I've discussed this in the past with you guys, and I said that I don't believe that these inconsequential little life forms on this planet called human beings possess enough power to affect the global ecosystem.
I think you're right.
And I use as an example when I'm flying in an airplane at 35,000 feet, and you look down at these smokestacks that look so big and powerful from the ground, you can't even see them from the air. I mean, they're that inconsequential, and you look out at the horizon, you see these this gigantic atmosphere around this planet. And so when I was in Reno a few weeks ago, I had dinner with some physics friends of mine that work in the physics department at the University of Nevada, where I had worked in the past, and I proposed to one of them, his name is Andrew, and he's a pretty smart kid. He's hardly a kid, but I call him a kid, I guess. But anyway, he's a pretty smart guy, and so I said, here's something for you to think about. I said, let's say I just give you a budget of $1 trillion. Your only goal, your only thing to do with that money is to try and pollute the environment. So you have a budget of $1 trillion. You're going to be as efficient as you can at creating pollution. Can you significantly pollute this planet to any degree? And he thought about that for a while. I talked to him the other day, and he said, well, you know, if you rule out nuclear, which I told him I wanted to rule out nuclear, and bioweapons, because those, you know, they take a specific kind of thing that could target just mankind. But if you rule those two out, he said, even with $1 trillion, you couldn't do it, because you wouldn't be able to expend enough energy spewing out pollutants to make a significant difference in the levels in the planet. So this whole global warming thing is nothing more than a scam to get people to knuckle under to government control or cult control. And that's all it is. It's another tool, another scare tactic. So I didn't figure this out because I have a PhD in physics or anything. I figured it out because I was using common sense. I looked at the size of the planet, and I looked at the size of us little tiny people, and I said, there's just no way.
Yeah, it seems more likely, as some have suggested, that it's the sun. You know, changes in the sun. That
they say
would
that
be
the
more
atmosphere
likely
on Mars is warming up, too.
Yes, certainly the sun does possess the ability to warm or cool the planet by cutting down the radiation levels. That's a different. That's a totally different topic. But mankind, we actually are puffing ourselves up and giving ourselves a big head to think that our little activities can affect this gigantic planet that we live on. I mean, it's just, it's a ridiculous even proposition to make.
I actually attended, there was a lecture at Keene State about a week ago, and I unfortunately forget the name of the professor who was giving the presentation. He was somebody from Massachusetts, a physics professor, and he was actually giving a presentation on why global warming was a hoax.
Wow.
So the physics department, put this on, so they were putting up the alternate viewpoint. The point he made is that if you actually look at it by the numbers, the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, only about 4% of it is man-made, and carbon dioxide is a tiny percentage of the actual atmosphere. And there are much more potent greenhouse gases.
Right, and this
actually,
is the
water vapor is much more significant than carbon dioxide as a whole.
As is methane, and this is the thing that it's all this bull crap. They're worrying about pollutants, which might create CO2. However, the bigger deal is methane. The fact is, if you drove a Prius and ate hamburgers, you're creating more greenhouse gases than if you're a vegetarian driving an Escalade. And this is what they're not telling people when they're talking about global warming, because you're not going to get Americans to stop eating hamburgers. Forget it.
And it would
take the whole thing off the table.
People often also like to use the volcano as an example. When the volcano eruptions pollute the atmosphere far more than mankind ever does.
Mm-hmm.
Good points, Gene. I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we continue here, this story from Bloomberg.com, where California, I'd seen stories about this over the past several days, and I'd wanted to discuss it. We just never got to it. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger may order lawmakers into emergency session to address a mounting deficit. Now, a deficit, as I understand it, is where the government is planning to spend more than they're going to get in as far as taxes.
Correct. It's not what they owe. It's what they're spending more than they're earning.
Right. So 2 weeks after a record-long impasse ended with the legislature over the budget, Schwarzenegger is scheduled to meet with the Senate leadership in his Capitol office in Sacramento, where they'll be presented with the fiscal projections for September. According to the story here, revenue for the state is coming in lower than expected, so that's something they may need to do. He signed a $143 billion budget, ending an 85-day stalemate with lawmakers over how to close a $15 billion deficit in the fiscal year that began in July. Tax revenue tied to income and capital gains is declining in the state as the U.S. economy falters and stock markets slide. The situation is complicated by frozen credit markets that may impede the state's ability to borrow as much as $7 billion of short-term notes next week. Without the loan, the state could run out of cash by the month's end. So Schwarzenegger last week wrote to Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson saying he may ask the federal government for an emergency loan if the state can't find investors willing to lend the state money until tax receipts arrive. So what I'm curious about here, or the issue is, we've talked before on this program, and I've said that, well, if the state government people run out of money, then they're just SOL. They've got to actually cut back. They've got to cut programs. They've got to cut spending in order to balance their budget. But apparently I was wrong about that. Apparently they could just go to the federal government and ask for a bailout. Hmm. Now the federal government may be bailing out various different state governments. And I want to come back and discuss this more. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at fuelsaverinc.com. first 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
If you could increase the effectiveness of your brain, would you do it? If you could discover an easy way to make your brain smarter, stronger, and faster for absolutely no cost at all, would you do it? Well, now you can by requesting a powerful free demo of IQ from Infinite Mind. Right now, when you call, we'll send you an absolutely free demo showing you how easy it is to increase your brain power in as little as 7 minutes. It's called IQ, and it will unleash your mind. Not only that, but you'll be able to read up to 1,000% faster, allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. To increase the effectiveness of your brain in 7 minutes for free, call 1-800-398-4022. What have you got to lose? It only takes 7 minutes. It increases the speed and efficiency of your brain, and you can try it out absolutely free. Call now to get your free demo. Call IQ at 1-800-398-4022. That's 1-800-398-4022.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. They include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see what that's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you are of college age, perhaps just graduating college or just going in or actually in the midst of it, you need to know about libertarianinternships.com. Spring and summer internships in broadcast and print journalism are available. The Institute for Humane Studies is looking for good communicators from all majors to place at daily papers and major media outlets for the spring or the summer. Plus, you're not just going to get an internship, you're going to get paid. Back when I did radio, I didn't get a dime for the 9 months that I was an intern before I finally got hired.
You damn kids. When I was in radio, we had to go to the station with no shoes.
So this is a really good deal. Not only do you get paid, but you'll also get a career workshop and opportunities to network in major media centers like New York City, L.A., D.C., plus opportunities to be published, free books, tuition, travel assistance, and get signed up for this. Go to libertarianinternships.com because the deadline to apply for an early summer decision is November 1st. So you want to jump on over onto this at libertarianinternships.com. 1-800-259-9231. The story is about California, but as I understand it, it's not just California. I think there's one or two other states with a deficit problem, in that the government is not getting as much from taxes, simply because the economy's kind of taking a tumble. Housing prices are going down, and they're just not getting as much money in, so they're still spending as much as they've been spending, but they're not getting as much in, so now they're going to ask the federal government for a bailout.
Well, even here in New Hampshire, I understand that there's an expected shortfall, but from what I've heard, it sounds like they're actually going to cut spending, and not that I approve of it, but if they need to, they're going to raise taxes and cut spending at the same time. So they're actually going to balance a budget instead of borrowing money.
Well, and that's, I guess borrowing is a more accurate term. This is actually a loan. California is looking for a $7 billion loan. They apparently had tried to go to credit markets to get this loan, but apparently the markets are frozen. I don't know much about how all that works. But essentially they've run out of options, and they've now gone to the Treasury Secretary, Henry Paulson, and asked for $7 billion in a loan. So here's my question. What happens if the federal government prints out $7 billion, because remember, they don't have $7 billion just sitting in a vault somewhere. This has to be created from thin air.
They owe money to foreign investors.
Who, the feds?
The feds owe money to foreign investors.
Right.
Right, so they don't have any money sitting around.
Exactly. Anything the government has, they just took from somebody else, and they're already giving it out to their bureaucrats or their welfare programs or military complex, whatever. So my question is, if the $7 billion is printed up and loaned to California, and then California doesn't pay back the loan, what happens?
They dissolve the state of California, and
Will it be the District of California at that point?
I don't know. Nothing. Absolutely nothing happens.
So California must know this, right? I mean, if they don't pay back the loan, there's nothing that's going to really occur.
Well, I mean, the federal government will probably take the state to court. Mm-hmm. And the federal government will win, and the state will face a court order.
And then what?
Yeah, what kind of order?
This is one of those situations of, like, getting a loan from your mom. Your mom cannot do anything to collect a loan from you.
She can take you to court.
She can, and then, you know, actually, your mom probably has more power than the federal government to get money out of you. Likely, your mother will never take you to court.
I would say if I was a federal government, I might freeze the bank accounts of the state of California until they pay back. Until they agree to send the money out. I mean, they have that power. The federal government controls the banking system, essentially. So they do have the ability to get the money back. They just say, all right, well, you took our money to run the state government. Now you're not going to pay it back. Well, we're just going to shut down all your bank accounts.
If California negotiates down,
then California pays back the money.
Well, no, they don't. They negotiate how much they pay. You know, they paid you know, smaller and smaller monthly payments or whatever. Because, you know, I'm sorry, they're just, it's governments. They scratch each other's backs.
Right. I don't think the federal government's
going to say, well, look, we want this from you, and you're the biggest, most influential state, and we want you to raise the drinking age to 30, or, you know, some other ludicrous bullcrap. And California will go along with it, and the federal government will forgive the loan or
leverage.
That's exactly what's going to happen, and that's how it always goes.
Okay, well, if the hypothetical is simply that California is having trouble paying it back on time, they're just going to probably extend the loan. If California was refusing to just pay back the money, then the federal government would probably take action. But if California says, well, we didn't really get enough to pay you back from the tax receipts, the federal government will probably just extend the period of the loan and expect California to make
right. And when a loan gets extended long enough, there's no point in paying it back because you're because inflation has taken the interest rate and essentially you know, reversed it to the point that you're paying back less than you borrowed in the first place in real value.
Right. Well, the federal government probably doesn't care too much because it's not their money.
No, they probably don't.
And they're printing
their money.
Already.
Right. That's why I'm blown away by this. You guys were mentioning during the break that if California gets this loan, it hasn't gone through yet, but if California gets this loan, then isn't that going to just encourage other state governments to say, whoa, we can get free money from the government? Let's just spend.
They're all going to be out there with their hands out, you know, clinking their little tin cups. Oh, we got to get some money. And then they'll they'll be beholden to the federal government and do whatever it is that the federal government wants them to do.
As though they aren't beholden already.
Real ID, anybody? You know.
They can put whatever terms they want on this, right?
They absolutely. They'll make the terms up after they give the loan.
The District of California. I mean, we're not that far away from this. Would they? I mean, could they like dissolve the California government and essentially make it like a federal protectorate?
I don't think they ever would, just for the sole purpose of continuity. Mm-hmm. That's not the kind of this is not really the way we work things.
They
here
just
in the
own
United
them, lock, stock, and barrel.
They essentially do now. You know, with all the money
money. I mean, the amount of federal money that they get is probably in the billions of dollars for a state the size of California. So they're already very much beholden to the federal government, as are the other 49 states.
And, you know, this is another reason for secession. It's another reason to bring up secession, because you've got state governments that are more fiscally responsible than California. Look, I'm no fan of governments, but that's the reality, right? Some of them are just better than others as far as spending what they get in. New Hampshire is pretty darn decent, as you were talking earlier, Nick, about keeping their budget as accurate as possible. So if you've got a situation where a state like California is sucking $7 billion, I guess, out of the federal government, resulting in inflating the money supply, that's essentially taxing everyone in the country. Even those people that are in the state governments or that live in the states where the governments there are being more fiscally responsible. Now, we're all on the line paying for California's mistakes. That's yet another reason for somebody to say, this is crazy. We want out. Secession.
It's a great point, and I think it's not just deficits that you're going to see the government stepping in here. I've heard a lot of reports that with the credit markets tightening the way they have been, it's become very, very expensive for governments and nonprofits to get bonds, which is usually how, whether it's your local city or your state, pays for a long-term construction project. So if they want to pave a whole bunch of roads, usually they take out, say, a $20 million bond, which is a loan, and they'll pay it back at a certain rate of interest. But
and it's tax-free interest.
Right.
Municipal bonds.
But those interest rates are going up and up and up, and in some cases, the credit just isn't as available. So if a city wants to fund some kind of a infrastructure project, they might start turning to the federal government.
So and cities could be going to the feds.
Cities, states, counties, I mean, any municipal government body that usually would at least borrow the money from the private market, now they're going to turn, probably, I would think, to the federal government and look for some kind of a fund or something like that.
I realize that $7 billion seems like chump change compared to $700 billion, but if this keeps happening, if more state governments start getting these loans, if city governments start getting loans from the federal government, I mean, you're talking about another crazy amount of inflation that is just going to wreak even more havoc. It's going to result in these state governments' economy doing worse. The state governments are still going to have trouble meeting their budgets.
They're going to be encouraged to have trouble meeting their budgets because they're going to get more low-interest loans from the Fed.
It's just crazy.
So we're incentivizing, essentially, the destruction of our whole monetary system and the governmental system.
1-800-259-9231, the beginning of the end, hopefully, for the federal government. Let's get out while we still can. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip! The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
The stock market is crazy. The chemtrails are spraying us with their chemicals. It's time to think about what is important. Most forget just how important life is. Life Change Tea removes toxins, chemicals, parasites, and bacteria that store up in your body. It cleanses you and gives you results in hours. And one of the wonderful side effects from this product is you lose weight. That's right, you lose weight. And on top of that, there's a 45-day money-back guarantee. So why wait? Call now. Operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. I'll say it again. 928-308-0408. Or order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, the stock market may crash, but you don't have to go with it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control even in these remaining moments by dialing toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free. Enjoy those on us. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, you need to vote for us. Please take a moment and go to vote.freetalklive.com. It's been a competitive month so far in the Podcast Alley Top 10 voting ranking. The number two show, which we happen to be friends with, I guess you could say, they're providing some pretty tough competition for us this month, and we need you to vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com.
You know, it's not really tough competition. It's that we're just not getting the vote out.
Okay.
Yeah, like our vote just isn't coming out. We're at 352 votes on the 7th.
We've gotten as high as like 1,200 or 1,600 before, right?
Yeah, those are the, you know, by the end of the month. But usually it shoots way up at the beginning of the month, and then, you know, we get a steady amount for the rest of the month. We should be at 600 or 700.
So
votes
please
right
stop
now.
Us from begging. I mean, if we get enough votes ahead, we'll stop begging for votes. But we need to stay number one, because being number one means more new people finding this program, discovering the message of freedom and liberty, and it's very good for us. And so it'd be appreciated if you would go to vote.freetalklive.com. Takes you just a minute. All you need is your email address, just for verification purposes. That is all. That again is vote.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls, start with Jerry in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jerry.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm thinking about, you said something about methane gas.
Yeah, we were talking about
it. I'm thinking that in order to secede, like you said, mm-hmm. we have to be off the grid. In order to
what?
Be off the grid. Off the grid?
Why do we have to be off the grid
why?
To secede?
Well, let's put it this way. They're controlling us with oil. Every home had a septic connected to some kind of a methane-producing thing, whatever it is, right? And we could live off, we could actually heat our homes with methane. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, I see where you're coming from. I'm not sure why that's necessary for secession. I mean, if you want to go live off the grid, that's fine.
The idea is that the United States would blockade our oil supply.
Oh, I see. Is that what you're suggesting?
That's what I'm saying.
It's a possibility.
I'm saying we'd be freer.
I'm with you on that. I would like to see all those kinds of things. I was looking at a friend of mine has a compost pile, and I was looking at his compost pile just producing a tremendous amount of steam.
Tremendous amount of energy.
And I don't know how one could do these things, but you would think that some inventive person would figure out how to profit off of providing us heat from our own poo.
I think Howard Johnson or some other chemical company was on TV saying that they run their whole factory with methane.
Isn't Howard Johnson a hotel chain?
It used to be a hotel.
It's one of the people that produces things to wash clothes with.
We'll take your word for it. So I see where you're coming from on that. And I think that I don't think that's something that is necessarily a prerequisite for secession. I think that
wouldn't hurt.
Right, it wouldn't hurt. But I mean, until it's necessary, you're probably not really going to see those sorts of innovations.
But those innovations do take time.
And there are high oil prices, and who knows, with the way things are in the world, we could even see oil shortages. So I think that people are moving in the direction of trying to be more self-sufficient in terms of energy.
And good point, Saul. Thank you, sir, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. I know they put some windmills up in a nearby town here in New Hampshire.
I think I saw those going by. Were they trucking those by?
They brought them in on the backs of a truck.
Yeah. They look pretty large.
They didn't fly them in on the helicopters, man.
No, they were pretty big. So.
Well, Wayne told me that, I guess he lives up in that way, he told me that one of those blades on the windmill took up the entirety of a back of an 18-wheeler.
Yes, that's what I had seen. They looked massive, so they'll probably crank out some electricity.
Little windmills don't make a lot of electricity.
Yeah, good point. All right, so 1-800-259-9231. Mark, you've got, since we were talking about secession, you've got a related story. What's going on?
Well, semi-related. I got sent this email by probably a dozen people today, so we probably should, not email, but the story.
It's in high demand.
Yep, from Eureka, California, from the San Francisco Chronicle. Some folks around here think the economic sky has fallen, and state lawmakers in Sacramento and Salem are ignoring their constituents in the hinterlands. This is from Eureka. Guess the time is ripe to create a whole new state. That's the thinking up here along the border between California and Oregon, where 12 sparsely populated, thickly forested counties in both states want to break away and generate the 51st star on the nation's flag. You can't make isn't 51 a prime number? You can't make a pretty pattern with 50 stars.
You can make a pattern, but it's not a pretty pattern.
No.
I've seen proposed designs, and they look kind of crappy.
Yeah, I mean, 48. You got to admit, 48 was the best-looking flag out there before we brought in the Russian territory and they stole the Sandwich Islands.
Couldn't they just put a little
dot in the middle?
A little gold star on top of the stars.
Well, they should start out with a red one because they're all turning red anyway. So
we'll make them a deal. We can just trade New Hampshire for whatever they want to call this.
Sweet.
Because these guys are not talking about real secession. They're talking about, or at least a federal secession. They're talking about essentially seceding from their state governments and combining to create
the state of Jefferson. Yes.
51st state.
You can see designs of signs of discontent from Klamath Falls to Dunsmuir, where the green double X Jefferson state flag hangs in scores of businesses. You can hear the talk of revolution at lunch counters and grocery lines where people grumble that politicians to the north and south don't care. You can even hear the dissent on the radio where 21 area FM stations broadcast from Oregon into California under the banner of Jefferson Public Radio.
For real?
Yep, we have nothing in common
with pirate stations.
We have nothing in common with you people down south. Nothing, said Randy Bashaw, manager of the Jefferson State Forest Products Lumber Mill in Trinity County, hamlet of Hayfork. The sooner we're done with all you people, the better. I'm with this guy.
Yeah, how do they do it, though? What's the process?
You need Congress to sign off on forming that, I believe. You need Congress to form a state out of two other states, so.
I wouldn't know.
They'd have to be admitted to the union, so you would need Congress to sign off on that.
What about actually getting out from the current state government apparatus?
The states would probably also have to consent.
That's never going to happen. I mean, there was a place in Vermont that was talking about seceding to New Hampshire, a little town like a ski resort.
Killington. There were several others, actually, that followed suit and expressed some interest in that. Obviously,
where'd that go?
The state of Vermont wasn't going to lose those towns because they were a great source of tax revenue, which is why they wanted to leave in the first place.
Yeah, I don't think that secession is ever going to be successful if the process involves begging the state government to allow you to go away. I don't think you're ever going to be successful at that. I think that you just need to basically say, that's it, we're done, we're out of here, we're no longer sending you money, we're no longer supporting you. But again, then you can't just go to the federal government and ask them for permission either. You cannot, if you want to secede, I don't think you can do it by asking permission from the existing governmental apparatus.
If you make yourself enough of a nuisance, they might just let you go. I mean, if you had actual government officials like sheriffs in this area acting as
sheriffs would be the way to go.
They were in the state of Jefferson and things like that. You might see the states just go.
Being the highest law of the land, a sheriff might have, you know, enough sheriffs bound together might have some luck, but never heard of Jefferson, said Aaron McClear, spokesman for the governor, for Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. We're going to decline comment.
Who? What?
Right.
Right. Let's you know, pretend like
this
they
isn't
don't
going
exist.
Anywhere. Yeah. You know, maybe they can put it on the ballot, but. It says Grange Hall of Eureka, a farm-based service organization, is activating 51 of its brethren halls in the area to collect 1 million signatures to have a statehood advisory measure put on the California ballot. Tony Instizzo, a runoff candidate in the November 4 election for Cisco County Board of Supervisors, has pledged to force the issue and is running campaign ads calling for regional freedom.
Well, good on them. I mean, I think it's generally a good idea to be talking about things like this. I don't want to come down on these folks. It's just that I don't think that they're going to have any level of success. What are you going to do? Put it on the ballot in a state where there's a whole bunch of people that are going to vote against you? I mean, you don't have anybody
as far as
population.
Well, I don't see why the state would necessarily vote against them. I think most people would. Most people. You remember the Zogby poll about secession not too long ago?
Yeah.
Most people sort of would. I think, especially in the case of a state seceding from a state, I don't think anybody in L.A. is going to say, those people in Eureka owe us.
How do you know?
Why would they say that? I mean, imagine.
It's California. It's the state. They want to keep it as it is. You can't just go run away. We need your tax dollars.
No. That's what the politicians say. The average person doesn't really benefit from tax dollars. And likely, Eureka is a tax burden. It's quite possible. You know, it's more sparsely populated and all that other stuff. There's roads to maintain out there and all those other things. I certainly don't know. Maybe they, you know, maybe not. You know, they could be the good farmer type that take care of themselves and are sending money into the poor folks in the inner city. I don't really know, but I don't think the average person in California is really going to give two hops and a holler. If they want to leave, let them.
Who knows? I don't think that's the appropriate way to do things. I like your sheriff's suggestion where if you had enough sheriffs basically saying, well, we've seceded, you know, take down the California flag, put up the Jefferson flag, you're done as far as I'm concerned. Just stop participating with these government people. But as long as you're asking for permission, they're going to keep saying no. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com in the meantime.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you one?